The Sausage Hut is brought to you by Uncle Dave's Taint Cream for that creamy taint that your mama always told you about. Whether you're training for that Ironman triathlon or planting petunias in your garden, everyone gets sweaty where it counts. And at the end of the long day after a nice shower, you might find yourself a little dry in the frenulum, that area between here and there. And sometimes a regular cream just won't work on that special place. And that's why you pick up the phone and you call Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave's been there. He can talk you through it. And he can send you a nice tub of your favorite taint cream. And when you get it in the mail, you'll be jumping for joy. And when you rip it open, you take two big fat fingerfuls of the cream of destiny. You pull down your trousers. You reach down. And you just cream it out. And next thing you know, you'll be walking like a champion. Uncle Dave's Tank Cream. Uncle Dave's Tank Cream. UncleDavesTankCream.com.
Oh, for the sake of it.
Thank you.
Welcome on back to What's Going On With You. I'm Gerd Turgler, taking your calls, trying to find out what's going on with you. What's going on with me? Shit, same old man. Going on with me? Shit, ain't been going on for a while now. It was going on and been going on for about a week now, and well, it's still going on. So, but enough about me trying to figure out what's going on with you. So, just go to my Instagram in the comments there, and you find a number, call in, and find out what's going on with you. So let's just get to the calls. Okay. Caller one. What's going on with you?
Hey, Gerd. This is T-Bone. Down the garage.
Hey, T-Bone. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, same old shit down here. Some guy come in here with a 1998 pickup truck, said, what's going on? Can you tell me what's going on?
Oh, shit, man, that's an old truck. Well, what's going on with that truck?
We got it. Well, I mean, I didn't think shit was going on, to tell you the truth, but once we got it up on the lift, took a look underneath it, and I was like, shit, there ain't nothing going on with this thing right here. So I just called him back up and just told him what was going on.
Well, so what was going on?
Well, we just said, hey, man, you can get underneath this, and you can get things going, and there just ain't nothing going on with it.
So just nothing going on with that truck?
Yeah, that's what's going on with me. There's nothing going on with that truck.
What do you ask you how much it costs to get down the road, just to get it blown back to shop?
Yeah, I was like, listen, man, I don't even want to tell you how much is what's going on with this truck. It's going to cost you $5,000 just to get on down the road.
Well, man, hey, dude, 1998, I mean, was it sentimental or something like that?
Oh, he said something about winning it in some golf tournament, but time, things come and go, Gordon. It's just something that's what's going on. So I let him tow it back on home. I think I just told him to sell it to somebody who thinks he's a mechanic or something like that. So that's what's going on with me.
No, that's going on home with you. Well, thanks for the call, man. And like I said, this is what's going on with you. And I'm Gerd Turgler, and we're just trying to find out, what's going on with you. So that was what was going on with him. And let's see what else is going on here. Let's see. I know I'm not that good at running the phones here, but I think I can figure it out. Let's go to caller two. Caller two, what's going on with you?
Well, I'll tell you something, Gerd Turgler. I'll tell you what's going on with me. My son was supposed to come over 2 weeks ago, fish my dishwasher, and he finally come over yesterday.
Oh, so that's what's going on. So he came over, fixed the dishwasher.
Well, I tell you what, the first thing, I was like, why don't you just come over and help your mother fix your dishwasher? And he's like, sure, Mama, I'll come over and fix your dishwasher. We make me one of my favorite pies.
Oh, what kind of pie? What kind of pie is his favorite pie there? Let me guess.
Okay, I've got to give you two guesses. The first one ain't cherry. That's all I got to say about that.
First one ain't cherry. So this is the guess. I take one guess. Let me see. It's a banana cream. I'm going to guess banana cream pie.
Now, he likes to have, he used to like banana cream pie, and his daddy liked banana cream pie when he was younger, but his daddy ain't around no more, so we don't eat much banana cream pie. So what's your second guess, Gert?
I'm going to go ahead and say it's got to be elderberry pie. It's got to be. That's what's going on.
Dag, Bernie, you got it. He loves my elderberry pie. Did I call up you and tell you that before?
No. I just like elderberry pie. That's always my second guess. So what's going on with you?
Well, he come over yesterday, and he's got his tool belt, right? And he said he's going to fix my dishwasher. And I said, dude, how the hell do you know how to fix a dishwasher? You ain't never been a plumber or anything like that. And he's like, Mama, I know how to fix a dishwasher. I look it up on YouTube.
Oh, God. Everybody thinks they're genius now that they got the YouTube. That's like, you can fix a car. You can lay concrete. You can do anything you want because of the goddamn YouTube.
Well, that's what I kind of think, but you know, it was my son, and I just thought I'd give him the benefit of the doubt. So he come over, you know, is he done wear a goddamn belt? Half his ass is hanging out of his jeans, and then he come over, and then he gets up in there, and he's like, "Mama, I don't know if I can fix the dishwasher."
Oh, hell's bells! You know that. What do you think that if he was going to try to fix the dishwasher, he just look at the dishwasher and at least try to figure it out, right?
I said, well, I done made this elderberry pie. You just came over to have pie, and I tell you what, you ain't getting a slice of pie till you fix my dishwasher. And that's the end of it.
Oh, no. So what did he do? Did he go look at your dishwasher?
Oh, he tore it all out, and he'd go look in the back, and then he's like, well, Mom, there's only one more thing I can do. It looks like everything's working. It looks like everything's in place according to my YouTube. So I'm just gonna go downstairs and check the fuse.
So he went. So he goes. He knew where the fuse box was.
Oh yeah, he knew the fuse box was because he used to blow out the goddamn fuses playing his music really loud back when he used to live here. So down he went to the fuse box and sure as shit, there was just a fuse. He just fed the fuse and goddamn dishwasher just started working again.
Oh, well, that's good stuff there, lady. I'm glad you got your dishwasher fixed because, hell, you know, we wouldn't want you to have to hand wash them dishes because we probably know that you probably go through a lot of them, don't you?
I just tell anybody who wants to come over because I like to make spaghetti. I just say, you come on over if you can smell it. You can tell it.
Well, that's what's going on with you, and I'm glad something's going on with you because I'm Gerd Turgler, and this is what's going on with you. Well, I think we might have one more call. Time for one more call here, and what's going on with you, and hopefully we find out from caller three what's going on with you. So, caller three, what's going on with you?
Hey, man, well, I'll tell you what's going on with me. I just was out there trying to golf the other day, and I tell you what, golfing pretty hard. I just like swinging the club, and then, you know, my buddies just said they pack up a bunch of beer, and they go put it in the back of the cooler, and then we just go out to the golf club, and we run around, and then I'm just like running around, and I hit the goddamn ball, goes in the goddamn pine, or it goes in the trees. I can't even get the ball down, damn straight. But it's just something. It's just how they get me all cranked up, you know what I'm saying? We smoke it, and then we just go out. We're out there, and this next thing you know, I can't even see straight, and I'm supposed to be driving this goddamn golf cart around.
Whoa, man. What's going on with you? That's what I'm trying to figure out. There must be something. They got you high on something or else.
Yeah, man, they call it angel dust. It's just something that it's snorted up my nose, and next thing you know, I'm fucking flying high and taking my clothes off for 3 days.
Okay, buddy. I think that might be the last call that we got to take today, because we don't want y'all getting cranked up and going out and trying to golf. Especially, you know, some of these neck bones, they got no business being out on a golf course, let alone trying to do drugs. Now, it's one thing, go drink a beer out on the golf course and maybe, you know, hit your vape pen a couple times, but that sure as hell ain't going to help your swing. But now you can start doing angel dust on the golf course. What the hell you think you're doing? You're going to go back to jail, and we all know the caller three probably spent a lot of time in jail, and some people just weren't cut out to not be in jail. So that's what's going on with you. That's what's going on with me, and I'm Gerd Turgler, and we're going to call it in today, and maybe come back next week and figure out what's going on with you?